So my name is Daniel Edgington Mitchell. I'm an associate professor in the Department of Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering at Monash University.
Welcome to the Space Show. You're going to give a talk tomorrow. What's it about?
So this work is actually work that was done by a PhD student of mine, primarily. As is often the case in academia, we're getting credit for the hard work of our students. So this student is a young man by the name of Chi Tran. He's just finished the first year of his PhD. And this PhD is part of my Australian Research Council Future Fellowship. My fellowship is called Reducing Rocket Resonance is the Key to Safer Spaceflight. We go for catchy titles when we apply for funding. And this particular bit of work is about looking at how, when you're starting up a rocket engine, you can get these really dangerous, powerful sideways loads on the nozzle. They're just there for a second or two during the startup, but a second or two is a long time at these timescales and these forces. So this student's work is to try and understand the physical mechanism that generates these side loads.
Of course, such resonances could destroy the nozzle.
Yeah, it can cause vibration to the whole structure. It's quite easy to break these nozzles. Obviously, you can't, you know, we're in the aerospace engineering game. You can't just make the walls thicker since weight is such a harsh penalty. And this particular form of resonance has been associated with failures on the Vulcan engine, on the space shuttle engine during testing, and in a range of other configurations. So it is something that is potentially quite deleterious to your whole vehicle if you don't account for it.
One's reminded of the pogo effect ahead on the Saturn V vehicle.
Yeah, there's so many different forms of resonance. You can have resonance that's specifically associated with combustion. You can have things going on in your fuel lines that can all couple together. This one is a more pure aeroacoustic resonance. What I'm going to be talking about in this presentation is, despite the fact we're at a very, very different scale to a jet engine, it's the same form of resonance that we can find in a tiny laboratory scale nozzle. It's something called jet screech. And in this student's work that I'll be presenting, we show that even in, you know, they're still laboratory scale rocket nozzles, we can identify exactly the same phenomenon that we see in jet engines and our laboratory scale jet engines.
Surely could. I used to be a physics teacher, and I used to teach kids about resonance. And I said, you probably learned about resonance when you were about 3 or 4 years old on the swing.
Yeah, I mean, a basic spring mass system remains the easiest way to understand resonance, right? And what is a swing's just a pendulum with a mass on the end agitating itself. So, it's the same kind of thing, right? A self-excitation of a system. In this case, rather than being fun, it's destructive.
And you take students at Monash?
Yes, we certainly do. So we have undergraduate degrees in aerospace engineering, which you can pair with astrophysics. So if you want the space double, we have a lot of students doing that. And of course, postgraduate students for masters and PhD as well. I think I've got 16 PhD students at the moment. If you're interested in undergraduate research, or learning about engineering or astrophysics, I said we have programs in both and you can combine them. And then, of course, we've got a lot of fun postgraduate research as well.
Thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
No problem. Have a great day.